This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
FUBAR Radio presents Dave Hill's History Fluffer. I'm Dave Hill.
I'm Jim Peterman.
And the listeners should know, today, Jody Lennon is still, it's been weeks, I would argue months now.
I don't think you have to argue, it's been months.
She's been away working on a TV show that we, did we say that it was a TV show? I guess I kind of let it out.
It's a TV show, it's a surprise. Well, that's what she says it is, I don't really believe her.
She's been working at Gray's Papaya. No, is there still Gray's Papaya?
I think they're all gone. Oh. And most people won't know what we're talking about.
Old New York. And Chris Gersbeck is out having a follow-up consultation about a botched cosmetic procedure.
Why does he have to have another consultation?
This is, you know, this is the sad thing I think about. I mean, Chris is a little younger.
He's very vain.
And this is his generation. They are always like, how can I, it's not enough what the Lord's given him. Hmm. And I think.
But my question is, why doesn't he just sue and then take the money and get in? Why
sue
does he
everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
why does
I think
need
so
a consultation?
Too. No, it's weird. The whole thing is weird, I think. You know?
What was he, do you know, out of, I mean, I don't want to talk out of school, but do you know what he was having, what do you call it, fixed?
You know how he has that, I believe was what he had fixed. I believe.
Knowing that that's what it is, that's not complicated.
No, I mean, just the drainage, the post surgical drainage alone. I mean, I've seen it, not his.
That's where they stick the straw in you, basically, right? And just let it drip.
It's totally a there, but. For, you know what I mean.
For the grace of God.
Oh, my God. But we, anyway, digress. But since he is not here today, mm-hmm. and we've been left to our own devices in terms of trying to figure out how the internet works and microphones work and various things of that nature.
Yeah.
We've spent...
Because he is the brains, I will say this, no matter what he's having done.
Oh, yeah. He's say what brains. You want about his looks, but right. he's definitely the brains.
Right. Right.
But we've spent... It's 1:30 in the afternoon as we're recording this. This is coming out tomorrow. In less than 12 hours.
Yes, correct.
I believe.
Yeah, in 11 hours.
For better or for worse, it will be... It's coming out, and we've spent... I want to say what feels hour. Like since about 7:30 this morning trying to figure out how to work the microphones. Yeah.
I would say.
But we've succeeded, and I believe you have what's known in the industry as a hard out.
I do have a hard out, but, you know, so do you, as known in the industry.
Oh, my God. I just have the weirdest sensation. The listener might be able to tell I was just drinking some liquid. Mm-hmm. And to my mind, I thought it was water, just regular water.
It wasn't.
Vodka. No. But it was... like kind of flat club soda, and my brain wasn't ready for that, and you know how I was just like, oh my God, what am I drinking right now?
Did you have a gag?
I did. I had a moment like I've been poisoned because I was at the dog run earlier.
You've been poisoned. Who wants to poison you?
Well, you tell me.
I don't know.
I can think of a few people who probably wouldn't be opposed to the idea of me being poisoned.
Well, opposed to poisoning you and actively poisoning you are two very different things.
Yeah. Sure. But I was at the dog run, and my friend Jim at the dog run was telling me that there's some sort of thing that you can put in your drink to tell if it's been tampered with.
And to that is the height of paranoia.
Yeah, I said, where is anyone hanging out that they feel they might need to do that?
I was talking to that Russian guy. And
yeah. Also, like, I never, even in my own home, I rarely leave my drink unattended. Like, if I were to get up right now and walk,
you do not trust
to the
you
back even office, trust your girlfriend. There is no way I would leave my coffee here with you having a solid 30 seconds to do whatever you wanted.
And the cyanide pills are really small.
Oh my God!
And when you drop them in coffee or a flat seltzer,
it adds a nuttiness to
it. Yeah, that's all
it
is.
Hazelnut.
Yeah, you're not going to notice it.
Yeah,
you're like, oh,
so,
this tastes good.
Yeah,
and then by the way, half hour later,
you're dead. Or
call 911.
Yeah.
Or whatever
or
you call
don't.
For the get or call the where you call for the dead body.
Or don't even bother.
I leave. That's when I leave. I take Windex. I clean all the surfaces I touched. I was never here.
Now, I have to ask, and this is not a judgment, Jim Biederman, but I'm told, with regard to crime scenes, it's also weirdly common for the criminal to take a shit, like not in the bathroom. Like it's
wait. How is that gonna? You started off by saying not to offend you.
Well,
are you saying I'm gonna take a shit after I kill you?
Because
by the way, I will take a shit after I kill you.
Well, okay. Then you've answered my question without.
I have never heard that before. But I think I told you.
Let's
about my
Google.
Roommate in college who
crime scenes
who had an issue with his own fecal
shit. What?
I think I told you my roommate in college who collected his own feces in styrofoam cups and kept it in our mini fridge.
He collected his own.
So he would go into the bathroom, he would poop into a styrofoam cup, and he would put these cups covered in our mini fridge, and he would say, and it was his mini fridge, and he would say, don't use my mini fridge. I'm doing an experiment for science class, which he was in film school, so I don't really know what that was. But I somehow believed the excuse. And then he had a psychic break and told me to go down to the lobby. He had a surprise for me. And I said, where do I go? He said, just sit in the chair facing the elevators in the lobby in about 5 minutes. All right. So I go downstairs, I sit in the chair, I'm looking at the elevators, and sure shooting, about 5-7 minutes later, one of the elevator doors open and a girl comes out and vomits into the lobby, and then the security guard runs over and he looks into the elevator and he turns around and starts gagging. My roommate had gone to the top floor of the building, this is NYU, taken all of his collected feces and smeared it all over the elevator with his hands. So it was just shit-covered elevator, and then got out of the elevator, and some girl got in and went down, and then she was in the elevator and threw up. Now, the reason I bring it up, apart from it being an amazing story,
yeah,
is I think that shit and mental illness go very much hand in hand. So if you're going to kill someone, you would argue that you're having you've snapped, right?
Sure.
You're not of sound mind. Unless you're a hitman.
No.
Right?
No.
So I came in and I poisoned
really
you. Obviously,
negative.
I premeditated or otherwise. I obviously had a mental breakdown.
Or maybe I deserved it. Maybe I did something horrible. I don't know.
Okay, but let's assume, hypothetical. Let's assume, hypothetically, you're not a bad person.
Okay. This is very hypothetical.
So
Catholic guilt and all.
I hear you. So I come in. I kill you. I'm going to take a shit. Because I think it's the same kind of, it's the same primal thing.
I guess. I heard, and not to, but I heard that it's very common also when you're being shot at. Like if you're running away from someone shooting a gun at you, that it's very common.
Oh, if I had a nickel.
Well, it's very common for people shit their pants.
That is, well, that's the expression comes... Scared shitless comes from World War II,
uh-huh.
World War I, sorry, in the trenches, that they experienced completely involuntary voiding of
because
their bowels
like,
because
oh
they were
God.
Scared shitless. That literally, that's where the term comes to. They're in the foxhole or whatever the, what do you call them? The foxhole, right?
Sure.
And you're just being shot at constantly by fucking Germans all day long,
mm-hmm.
and you think you're gonna die.
Yeah,
and you are scared. It literally, you void yourself.
I think if I were in a foxhole, and there but for the grace of God go I at this point in my life, do that I want to?
You don't want to be in one, is what you're saying.
I could. Yeah. I guess I don't. I definitely don't. But I would say that I would probably not be thinking clearly, and I would get up and just stand straight up and be like, guys, this is so dumb. Why are we doing this? This is so dumb. Come over here.
Here's my question. Do you shit yourself before you die, or...
Probably.
As you're shot in the head, do you shit yourself?
If I know. Because
that is the other thing that happens. When you do die...
You also shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess because you don't clench your...
All your muscles relax.
And everything comes out. Oh, gosh. Insult to injury. Literally.
Which part is the insult?
I guess...
Which part's the injury?
The injury would be getting shot. Right. And then I guess the insult would be... you know what I noticed when we record at my house,
mm-hmm.
this and any other podcast, is mm-hmm. I have these creaky chairs.
You do their old wood chairs.
I like it because I think it gives like a homespun feel. People are like, oh, I'm...
Kind of a prairie home companion.
Yeah, I'm at my peepaw's house. Just what? Sitting on your the back
peepaw?
Porch.
Oh, your grandfather's house?
Yeah. I didn't call my grand either of them peepaw.
Well, you're not...
Let me be clear.
You're not Appalachian.
No.
I go down by people how.
But
you know, we're recording this episode very closely, I should say. This is History Fluffer with Dave Hill.
Let's get into it.
This is History Fluffer with Dave Hill.
And Jim Biederman.
And when he's not having plastic surgery.
Chris Kurzbeck. And when she's not making a TV show, Jodie Lynn.
Right. We're the sole survivors.
We are the sole survivors.
This is a show that explores Dave's fascinating life. You've been involved. You've been at the nexus point of so many different cultural movements.
So many.
Artistic movements. Just movements, speaking of which.
Yes, yeah.
And, like, for instance, we found out you were the sixth member of the Eagles.
Well, I don't want to say it, but the joke was always that I was the seventh member of the Eagles uh-huh. because, as we all know, the sixth member was Cocaine Jim. And I know I retell that joke, probably quite literally every episode.
I think so, but I have to tell you.
Never gets old.
No, I always forget it, and then you spring it on me.
And you're like, he did it again.
God damn him. It's like Lucy in the football.
That's why he's number one.
Yeah. So... we're recording this kind of right up to the day, not only because we're behind and lazy, but also, and this is more important, we wanted to be as topical as possible on this one.
Because
this week's episode is really fascinating. I had no idea about this. You were recently in England, you were playing the Green Belt Festival. Is that what it was called?
I did play the Green Belt Festival.
How'd that go?
Let me say this. I thought it went really well. Now, it felt like it went well.
Okay.
There was a...
Was there a miscommunication as to how it didn't go well? Or?
Well, I felt like it went well. I had a good time. The feedback I got while I was there seemed very good.
Well, the Brits will lie to your face, so...
Well, and, you know, I saw some people... Even though I have been banned from Twitter, I'm sort of a ghost on Twitter. I can still go on Twitter.
Right. You're like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Basically. Mm-hmm. I've not seen that movie, but I imagine it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And so one person who, by the looks of their profile photo, looks to be a teenage girl. She writes, Greenbelt was such an amazing weekend, except for at Mr. Dave Hill. That quote-unquote comedy show was filled with misogyny, uh-huh. rape jokes, uh-huh. and a severe lack of tasteful humor.
Uh-huh.
I, to my knowledge, do not have misogynistic material. I don't have rape jokes.
I'm pretty sure I've never heard you tell a rape joke.
I don't believe that I do.
People hear what they want to hear. But the reason I bring up Greenbelt...
It's not over, Jake.
Oh, there's more.
This is illegal.
How bad is it?
Hugely disappointed that he was flown all the way here just to make a kind, wholesome audience feel hugely uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness. So it's a family show. I didn't know it was a family show. Did you know it was a family show?
No. I mean, I did know... someone else responded to her. Interesting to see his Twitter account is suspended for violating Twitter rules. Curiously, I enjoyed his set.
Oh, well, that's good.
And it goes on and on. Anyway.
Is it a whole converse Twitter?
It was just two people. Oh. One of whom said they enjoyed it, but right. was sort of humorous.
So you would, that's a 50-50. So you got 50% of the audience liked you.
Well, if you count those two people.
That's all I'm counting.
As all the people. Yeah, sure.
You know, if one person writes, that means 10 people thought it.
You know, I had someone tell me that.
I just made that up.
No, I had someone tell me that years ago. Because she appeared in commercials. So she was in a Tide detergent commercial, this person. Mm-hmm. Whom I won't name. Mm-hmm. And she wrote...
Was it Beth Littleford?
I don't know who that is, I don't think. Okay. But she...
Was it Jeanine Garofalo?
No. I don't think Jeanine's ever done commercials, to my knowledge.
I don't think she's ever done a commercial.
So what happened? Oh, so she was in this Tide commercial, let's say, or whatever it was, and she wrote to Tide, was just like, I just want to say that woman in that commercial was so great.
This is the actress writing to Tide?
Pretending to be someone else and saying how great she was in that commercial.
Right. Did they have her arrested?
And I said, well, what's that going to do? And she said, well, you know, they say for every one person that writes, 1,000 people are thinking of it. Mm-hmm. So she had a different metric than you did.
Well, but she's television. I'm Twitter.
That's oh, okay. Different. Well, so I said, does that apply when the one person that did write is the person? Like, doesn't that... Does right. that that's that, doesn't
that throws the science off.
Yeah, I feel like that doesn't count.
Right, that throws the science
anyway,
off.
Anyway, all by way of saying, I'm not afraid to just say what's on my mind.
So you went to England, and the reason I bring it up is because when you came back, we were talking about it, and you said you had a good time.
I had a great time. Yeah. I mean, I guess there was a teenage girl who did not.
That's fine.
So there.
You're not. Your act is not for everyone.
So tell me, but it's not even for me at some nights. Yet here we are in my sprawling apartment.
This is the kind of stuff that pays for the...
Yeah.
I would say loft-like.
Yeah. Sweet life.
But you told me that you were in England maybe about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You were... What? I'll let you set it up. I don't know where... You were in the Midlands. I don't know what that is.
I've been going to England. I went for the first time when I was 20. And I returned about 11 years ago.
Wait. From England or to back to England?
I went back to England. I went to England for like 2 weeks when I was 20. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with this story. Other than to say my brother and I had a fun time.
When you were 20, where did you go?
We went to London.
Great town.
Yeah. One of my favorite places in the world.
That's a great town.
And we went to...
And our friend Tim Fernara is from London.
He is, isn't he? He's from like the Cotswolds.
No, he's from Cotswold.
Whatever that. No one knows what that
That's,
is.
That's apparently west or southwest, depending on which person argues with you.
Yeah, often discussed. No one's ever been there.
No.
That's what we know.
No.
So, and then I returned, I think the next time I went was in 2008.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why so long a...
Oh, that was
a respite.
Wasn't that long.
Between 20 and 2008.
Wasn't that long.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Because you're 100.
I'm 100 years old. I don't know. I think what happened... I started doing comedy in 2005, and I thought, hey, let's take this across the pond. See if they
Again,
like
sorry,
me there.
Are you going there or coming back?
I was going there.
You're
going
to go there to take
2008.
It.
So And I started going over to...
And the Brits love your act.
Oh, my God. Except for that one girl. Yeah.
She probably wasn't... She was probably... And this is kind of getting to what we're going to talk about. She probably wasn't even really English, if you know what I mean. She probably was from another country.
I don't want to give away her name, but it's not an English name. It's okay. An Irish name.
Yeah, all right.
So you tell me.
Well, there it is. You're taking your act back across.
I go over there quite a bit. I've been there twice this summer.
Yeah.
This past summer, I'm going to be back in November. So I go there quite a bit, and I get around performing wherever they'll have me. And then, I go there
quite a bit. That does not sound like a booking policy. Wherever they will have me.
You know, as I always say, I can fill a basement anywhere in the world.
That's true.
You know? Just show me, point me to a clearing in the floor and a microphone, and I will perform my heart out.
Like a French toilet.
I'm saying I don't necessarily need a stage. I just need your attention.
Right.
Yours meaning everyone's.
Right. You are so charismatic a performer, it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Basement. A place where there's a hole in the floor.
Whatever.
For some reason.
Doesn't matter.
So, you're going back and forth to England. And you said you were traveling, and you had mentioned something about the Midlands. I don't know what that means.
Okay, I'm glad you asked. The Midlands, there's the north, there's like sort of the north country, right? The north, like Manchester. There's London area.
Londonderry?
There's the Midlands. It's just all the stuff in the middle. Birmingham. Whatever else you got.
Liverpool.
Liverpool.
We're a little too north.
Let's pull up.
So this map is the Midlands, I'm going to assume, based on the
map.
It is the middle of the land, right?
Yeah.
Middle of England.
It's literally right there in the name.
So it's Birmingham, it's Leeds.
It's
Manchester?
No, we just covered this, Jim. Okay. Manchester and Leeds are in the north. And then we get into anyway, my point is I was in the Midlands, right? And I love England. I love the UK in general.
Right.
Never been to Northern Ireland. Hope to get there someday.
You never been to Belfast?
Never. I hope.
But you've been to Dublin?
Well, two or three times.
And you've been? I know you've been to the cliffs of Moher.
Oh yeah.
We were both there.
Totally. I've been to Galway. I've been to Wales. I want to say
Wales is not an Ireland.
Wales is a place. I've been there three or four times at least. I can't remember.
It's very pretty, right?
I'd have to think about it.
It's very pretty.
Yeah. Scotland, I've been there four times at least that I can remember.
So you're traveling this time and you're in what is known as the Midlands, which is the center, essentially the middle of England, which is the kind of like our Midwest. It's the same as our Midwest, right?
Well, just in that it has mid in the name.
Oh, I thought the towns are kind of falling apart like our Midwest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, same thing.
So it was the, would you say the Midlands of England are kind of the industrial part of England? Like the way our Midwest...
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a reason I feel like a lot of, you know, Birmingham, as I like to say, but Birmingham...
it's spelled Birmingham.
Black Sabbath.
It's spelled Birmingham.
From there.
Yeah, Black Sabbath.
Judas Priest, probably a bunch of
others. There's another
band,
too, from Birmingham that's very...
Let's look it up.
I can't remember.
Let's find out. We should find out.
While you're looking that up,
Birmingham, England.
You were telling me this about 5 years ago. You're doing your show. You're touring around the Midlands.
Yeah, singing and dancing, telling my jokes,
doing your thing, and that you went to dinner. Was it a French restaurant?
It was a French place. Yeah, that's exactly
this
right.
This is amazing to me. So, how was it? How was the food?
So good. Yeah. I mean, I love a nice cheese plate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, people get at my butt about this sometimes. I'm not fully vegetarian. I still eat fish.
Do you claim to be vegetarian?
No, this is the thing.
All right.
don't eat mammals, which I know is a weird line in the sand to draw.
So you eat cold-blooded animals, but not
mammals. I don't eat sentient beings.
Right.
Anyone's who can play games with me, essentially.
So you wouldn't eat, say, your brother or your sister.
No, or my dog.
Right.
Or
she can play a game with you. She can play catch.
A lamb, a cow.
Right.
But
I have a snake. Have you ever had snake?
Mm.
Ever had rattlesnake? It's actually really good.
I don't think I have.
It's pretty good.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go even further on. Now that you're saying it out loud, I only eat fish and poultry.
Okay.
Because now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, well, I wouldn't eat alligator.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff. Okay, this list is bigger than I thought.
Right, but then people come down on you for...
So people...
For cheese?
No, but people will write to me and say, like, all sorts of things. Send all sorts of pictures, what have you.
Right.
And then say, like, about, oh, I'm a vegetarian too. And then I'll say, well, actually... I'm not quite. Maybe I will be, but as of today,
eat fish. Fish and chips.
I not that often, but sometimes. All by way of saying, 5 years ago, I ate everything.
You were le bouffe.
You're asking me what I was eating,
right,
at the French restaurant.
Well, I asked you how it was. I didn't really care what you were eating.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood the question.
It's all right.
I'm sorry. I've taken up a lot of your time. But yeah, I was just knocking back anything that would hold still at this restaurant.
If you could kill it yourself, you would have, basically.
In my worst days, Jim.
Yeah.
I always said I don't want to eat anything unless a struggle has taken place. Now I would not say that today. I've been changed in many ways.
That's horrible.
I was
so you have to wrestle. You want to, you need to wrestle your food.
Oh, no! Not where I am today.
Right, you've
evolved.
I'm just
saying,
you've
a simpler
evolved.
Time.
You've evolved as
the years,
like Obama evolved on the homosexual issue. You've evolved on not wrestling your food.
I don't know his. What? Why did his stance evolve? I'm not.
Yeah, he wasn't 100% on board.
He wasn't.
Not when he started.
Really.
Well, he wasn't against it. He just was like, listen, let me get elected and then I'll deal with it.
Oh, I mean, he wasn't addressing it, or he was like...
He was not addressing it.
He was saying he wasn't exactly crazy about gay marriage or something?
I mean, Obama was fairly middle of the road when it came to a lot of things.
Well, let me say, I have always been all for it. So there. I guess that makes me better than Obama.
100% better.
So,
and you're not even running for president.
Not yet. Not yet. I'm not.
The whole life ahead of you.
I haven't ruled it out because I think I could be one of those
sleeper presidents.
Yeah, where you're like, I didn't see that coming. I mean, we sort of.
I think we have.
Here we are now.
We definitely have one. So you're in this French restaurant.
I'm in this French restaurant.
What happened? So you finished you've wrestled your food, you killed it, you've cooked it. What happens?
Well, you know, sometimes, not, which is not to say, but, you know, there's...
And by the way, sorry to interrupt. Is this a French restaurant? Like, is it run by French people?
Yeah.
Okay,
they
the
were like, bonsoir. Bonsoir, ça va? You want...
You're fluent, so that's...
Yeah, I just said, I know you're, God, you're lost right now. I said, good evening. How are you? What's up? Or, right, I don't know. Right. I don't, the second thing I gotta be
is
honest.
It go, how's it going?
I'm not clear what I said.
We all agree that bonsoir means good evening.
Yeah, we can all agree on that. Yeah. Lucy will tell you that. She's a sweet sweetie, too. Yeah. And so basically what happened with me was we were there forever, you know, like because you do...
Five courses.
You're doing the cheese plate. You're doing salad. You're doing the côte de bœuf. You're doing... what's the one? Steak tartare. Uh-huh. Steak frites.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Do they serve steak tartare, which is raw steak?
That's right.
As an appetizer before the steak frite, which
if you, 5 years ago, if you were at a French restaurant with me, they sure would.
That's the way they do it.
Oh, it was
just
nonstop.
A meat conveyor.
Oh, it's horrible. Again, I would not eat any of these things today.
Right.
But 5 years ago, sure.
Right. Sorry, steak tartare, steak frites.
Whatever, yeah. Basically, if you could get it on a plate and bring it to my table, I would eat it.
Right.
This is 5 years ago. So, and I'm knocking back. I have a Kir. I have a Kir Royale. I have a Ricard. I have a Bordeaux. I have a Cote de Rhone. I'm having every...
So you're plastered on top of everything else.
Yeah. And, you know, this is the thing. The story I'm trying to tell you is from just people telling me about it, to be honest.
Because you can't even remember.
Don't remember it.
Wow.
Not very much.
Wow. Again, 5 years ago, different time, different Dave.
I do have this coat check thing, the tick.
Oh, you still have that?
Yeah, you know, you just forget. And I do have that. So the proof of... anyway, it's taking forever to get the check, right?
Sure, sure.
Forever.
So you're done with the meal. You say, whatever you say, merci.
I'm like saying merci, bonsoir, au revoir... Well, basically, any French stuff I know, I'm just saying it, right? And I go, l'addition. That's how you get the check.
That's the addition, yes.
I know how to get that.
That's the
good. L'addition. Bonsoir, l'addition. And everyone's
like, it sounds Chinese almost.
Well, everyone thought I was from Paris, France, the way I was saying it at the time.
I don't believe that.
So, and everyone's like, who's the really French guy over there asking for the check?
Right.
Who's wasted, by the way. and it was me. And
La Deschon.
So anyway, blah blah blah.
You're waiting.
Waiting.
Right.
It's taking forever.
Like, well, it's forever. Like, how long have you waited now?
7 minutes.
Wow. Okay, that is a long time.
Because
I'm taking it's a small place.
Oh yeah, it was this little out of the way place, just outside of Birmingham. Birmingham.
By the way, I think any place just outside of Birmingham is a little out of the way place.
Isn't everything just outside of Birmingham if you really think about it in life?
It's true. I think when someone says, well, how far away do you live from Birmingham? Like 20 minutes. It's all
literally everyone. We're in New York City right now. That's
right. How far out of the city are you? 20 minutes.
Basically.
So you're in this small, out of the way, just outside of Birmingham French restaurant. You've devoured their 5-course meal. You are blottoed.
I devoured mine and anyone else's. I was reaching from table to table. Because you've been to dinner with me.
Yeah.
I love to hold court. And by hold court, I mean to sample everyone else's food.
Yeah. Just like you would if you were the king at the court.
This is exactly right.
So the check, you asked for the check.
La Deschon.
Again, it sounds Mandarin, but... You asked for the...
La Deschon! Oh, that Lucy woke up.
Oh, no.
That one.
She's giving you the walleye. So, I think you said you've been waiting for a while, so 7-10 minutes.
Yeah, and so I dropped the French, the fluent French. Right. I drop it. I'm like, out of here. Right. I want out of here. I want to get out of here. I'm done. I've had it.
Right.
And...
Now, you go home. You leave. You pay, and they finally bring in the check. You pay, you leave. You stumble home to your hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up the next morning to...
Brexit.
Now, this is the part I can't believe it was... So you're screaming, let's just get the hell out of here. I want to get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. Let's just leave.
Yeah, and I think just so many wires getting crossed. Basically, they thought I meant... Let's get out of
the European
the
EU.
Which is not what I just wanted to get out of the restaurant.
Well, you're drunk.
I was super drunk. I was hammered.
Right.
I mean,
so you wake
if
up
you could see, I mean, I was literally just pointing at bottles behind the bar and just being like, pour me all that.
Was it a hard time? Were you going through a hard time? That's kind of a...
No, I just love to drink.
Oh, okay. So you wake up and it's... Brexit, for headline.
I mean...
The Sun or the News or whatever the fuck they have over there.
Yeah, the Sun. Well, the Sun There used to be the Page Three girls, the naked ladies. Right, with the
big boobies.
But they stopped that.
They stopped the topless women on Page Three?
I'm pretty sure. I think they just are in bikinis now.
Let's take a look at this.
Believe me, I could not be more supportive of this.
I know that you're into, you believe that that's the freedom of press.
Oh, then, no, I'm saying I think it's good that they got rid of the naked ladies. Oh, okay. I just think you shouldn't make people work for it.
That you have them in...
You know, make them Google something.
Sure. So, you wake up
Page
and then...
Page Three...
I'm looking at it right now.
Girl.
So you wake up, it's headlines everywhere. Yeah, they're wearing clothes now. And
all right.
And it's Brexit. All because you in a French restaurant in the Midlands in a out of the way place.
I was impatient. And it was totally misinterpreted. Could not have gone more wrong, basically.
Now, can I ask you, politically, what is your, what's your take on Brexit?
Oh.
Was it something you wanted, or?
No. I think it's really dumb. I'm against it. I mean, you know, as anyone knows anything about me, I'm a lefty, as they say.
A lefty?
I was very embarrassed.
That you were the cause of essentially the beginning of Brexit.
Yeah. I just wanted the check to get out of the restaurant.
Now, is this true? Because I heard this as well, that Nigel Farage, who led the Brexit he was one of the big politicians.
He's a shitbag, I believe is the word you're looking for.
He's a political shitbag who really kind of campaigned for Brexit to happen. Mm-hmm. But he started quoting you in advertisements, do as Dave did, do as Dave Hill says, and let's get out of here, right?
Yeah, and I was just saying, let's get out of this particular franchise.
No, I get that. But my point is that...
Go get around somewhere else. Because this is
you wanted to drink more?
Yeah, once I get going, anyone will tell you this. Yeah. Ask around.
Yeah.
Part of the reason I wanted to get out of there... is because, the pub's closed so early.
Right, so 11 o'clock.
It's crazy. So you got to get it. If you're sitting at dinner at 10 o'clock, you would get out of there if you want to get last call action anywhere.
Snooze, you lose.
Totally.
So it's not 10:30. You gotta move your hustle.
You got to. So I was let's get out of here. Totally misinterpreted.
But they were using your name and your likeness on buses and things like that.
It's because I have the outfits, Jim.
It's because of your clothes.
Yeah, you've seen the way I dress.
I think it's amazing how you dress.
So people see that.
Isaac Mizrahi told me the other day how much he envies how much you dress.
You're lying. Now you're just saying this. But did he really say that?
Yeah.
No, he didn't say that.
He said that.
I don't think he really said that.
He said, Dad Dave Hill's got such style. And the way he... I said, how do you know that? He said, I saw it on a bus in England.
Yeah.
The Brexit bus, they apparently would drive around England with one of those double-decker buses, but with a picture of you on the side.
Oh, so embarrassing.
And it says, Dave Hill, do as Dave Hill says, and get the hell out of here. And they were using you to endorse, which I found kind of interesting because I'm thinking, does anyone even know who Dave Hill is?
I'm very famous over there. And, infamous, too, because there is that one girl... who tweeted about me, as you know.
The woman.
As discussed earlier.
Yeah, so you're not only well-known as a performer in England, you're also well-known as someone who's anti-family-friendly fare.
Well, according to that girl.
That's right. I'm just saying, that's 100%. The reputation. So this controversial figure, Dave Hill.
Super,
right?
Yeah.
Is now being... essentially used.
Did you say controversial?
Controversial figure.
That's how you pronounce controversial?
I
say controversial.
Controversial.
I would argue. We
controversial.
Need to
I guess you could do either.
Rather on
so controversial.
Sure.
Figure, Dave Hill.
One of the most polarizing.
Big old picture of your face on the side of the Brexit bus. And I'm assuming there's more than one Brexit bus. They're just going all around the country. And people are going, oh, I know him. Blah, blah, blah. He likes Brexit, too. So you're kind of, you're inadvertently and unbeknownst to you endorsing.
Because they were out of profiteroles.
Sorry?
Have you ever had profiteroles?
They're like a pastry or something. Cookie.
You're simplifying it. But yeah, I mean, it's basically... Yeah, it's sort of like there's ice cream and chocolate and sort of a pastry, and then there's, yeah.
It's a pastry cookie.
They didn't have that. They were out of it at the French restaurant.
Then that's a French...
Les Mals on the Bay.
Sorry, what was it called?
I think it was called Les Mals...
Lemons?
Les Mals on... Maison... Couchon, I believe. The Pig House.
Pig House.
Yeah.
Pig House.
Pig House.
Well, you know what? Describing how you were behaving, sounds like you might have been at the right place.
Maison Cochon. Let's pull that up.
Birmingham.
That would be a good name for a like a rock club or just a some shithole. The Pig House.
Yeah, pigsty.
Let's go to the pig. Yeah.
You going to the pig tonight?
Yeah, it's swing by the pig.
Tonight at the pig.
Pig House. Maison Cochon. Pig House.
Maison Cochon. Pig House.
Pig.
Doors open 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So you're at the Maison Cochon and you're drunk as a pig.
Could not be drunk.
That's not an expression, but whatever. And then the next day you wake up, Brexit, Brexit, Brexit. And Dave Hill is the poster child.
Mm-hmm.
And all you said was, I just want to get out of here. And that's, it's like when they take someone's audio and cut it up.
Yeah, when they do, yeah, they just, yeah.
I just want to get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Make you say whatever they want you to say.
Right. I think Brexit's great.
Yeah, exactly. And where in reality, I said, I think Brexit.
Bridget.
Would be a great tragedy for the world.
And then just cut it up. I think Brexit would be great.
Yeah.
Would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you hear it sounds like you didn't finish the sentence. I think it would be great.
Mm-hmm. And then they were like, let's vote on it. Dave says he was drunk because I was like, guys, I was wasted. You misunderstood. And they said, well, I guess there's only one thing we can do. Let's all vote on it.
See, this is where I find it a little hard to believe. So
I found it hard to believe.
So, the voting public of Britain.
Yeah, which is in England.
What do you call it? A plebiscite vote?
They had a pub site?
A plebiscite?
I'm looking it up.
Plebiscite? A vote to decide whether or not you were right or wrong about Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
And using you as a Dave says let's go. Let's get out. Let's get out of the European Union. Let's not have anything to, let's keep.
And
keep
I just wanted to literally get out of the restaurant I was in and go have a nightcap somewhere.
Unbelievable.
This is all by way of saying everything I say gets blown out of proportion.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, the Eagles are suing me.
Again?
Because of the cocaine joke.
Oh, right.
That I tell at the beginning of every episode of the show.
I'm surprised it took... Which one called you?
It's always Henley.
Henley. Such a pain in the ass.
So, Brexit, 51.9% of those voting supported...
Or supported you.
No. The thing is, 51.9%, that's... And most of the people didn't know.
That's my favorite part of it.
Wasn't like the most popular thing Googled afterwards. What is the EU?
Yeah. What is Brexit?
Let's get out of here. Where? I don't know. Fuck it.
Well, but again, it comes back to them using you as a, you know, falsifying your take on it. They falsified everything.
Basically.
That's kind of it's amazing. So, have you ever met this Nigel? This shitbag, Nigel Farage?
We were in a fantasy football league together.
Oh.
English football, British football.
Soccer.
Soccer is what you're... Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant.
And you... did you win?
I don't understand that game at all.
Right.
I love... There's a lot of running and kicking and screaming. And drinking.
And that's just the fans.
That's just the fans.
What, Did you guys win? Did your league win? Your fantasy league?
I go by uniforms. I don't know. I just go.
So you never met him face to face, but you would see him online.
Email chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, someone could say, you know, well, Dave, you're really protesting a lot because, in essence, you did say, "Let's get out of here," and you are part of a soccer fantasy league, football fantasy league, with Nigel Farage.
That's actually his email is Naraj at Hotmail.
You just got Hotmail still.
Yeah. Antiquated ideas, antiquated email
address. True. Always goes hand in hand.
You know, you tell me.
Always goes hand in hand. So, I mean, but some could argue that maybe you weren't so against, maybe you were for Brexit. I mean, look at the company you're keeping with.
Well, I think, you know, there was a lot of people on that email chain.
Like?
Kim Jong Un. Was on.
Wow.
Yeah. Big.
What's his? What is he?
You know, this is totally a shame on me. Believe
me.
Is
he CompuServe email or AOL?
He is Earthlink. Yeah.
The Scientologists.
Yeah. They're Scientologists? They're people
Earthlink was a Scientologist.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now they tell us.
But anyway, so Nigel Farage or Naraj at Hotmail.com, Kim Jong-un at Earthlink. What was Kim Jong-un's, what's Kim Jong-un's?
KJUN1. Yeah, I guess KJUN was taken.
It was taken.
So he had one. It's annoying, but true, you know.
You'd think, how many people have my name?
Yeah, it's totally...
Maybe it was a parody account.
I don't know. I mean...
So
you do not want to be the guy who got that address, believe me.
No. Because they will hunt you down. He will hunt you down.
Oh, Lucy just jumped up.
That's the chair.
Hey, sweet bear. Hi, sweet girl.
Sorry, sweetie.
She's such a sweet sweetie. A lot of people...
So you got Nigel Farage, you got Kim Jong-un, you. Who else is in the team?
On the email
thread, yeah.
Do you know the show Fawlty Towers?
Yeah.
One of the grips from that show.
Not even John Cleese.
No.
One of the grips.
Yeah, it was just a grip, wasn't it?
So, I mean, again, I'm kind of saying, okay, well... You were going to have to take your word for it that you were not for Brexit. You misspoke, or that someone was using your quote out of context. But you are part of this fantasy football slash soccer league with Farage.
That's right.
With Kim Jong Un, with the grip from Fawlty Towers. One of the grips from Fawlty Towers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to assume is probably conservative.
He was a massive racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of goes with the territory.
Yeah. So.
And again, I'm playing devil's advocate right now. Are you against Brexit?
I'm totally against Brexit. I'm not for waiting for. I'm also against waiting really long for a check at a restaurant.
Right.
If I had to name two things that I hate,
right.
Brexit and. Long waits.
And bad service.
Bad service.
So Brexit, bad service.
I don't even like... I'll even go as far as saying even if the lighting is bad at a restaurant...
Bad lighting.
I'm out the door.
What's bad lighting at a restaurant?
I think if it's too harsh, too bright...
Or?
Too dark.
Yeah. You're like... You have a Goldilocks standard for lighting.
Yeah, yeah.
So Brexit, bad service, improper lighting...
Oh, I hate racism.
Racism.
And these things, are, you know, not to, you know, draw parallels, but I'm against all these same things in the United States.
You're against an American Brexit? Is there one?
Well, I think they're actually... Well, I'm for... I think America should be chopped up into several countries. Sure. I'd be all for that.
We're not so united anymore, are we?
I would be... I, you know, on my So You're Canadian podcast, I spoke to Malcolm Gladwell, who has a book just came out today.
Yeah.
Or no, today.
Oh,
yeah,
the, today. People You Should Know Who Are Strangers.
Talking to Strangers. But your title's like good too. Very good title. Good alternate title. He said he thinks that America should be split up into four countries.
And those are?
East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, and the South.
But why four, why don't we just do like, why doesn't like, why don't we do kind of a writ, like we, New, like East Coast, West Coast is one.
I suggested that, but he said it would be too hard because they're not connected.
But we could be like an EU.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, what the fuck? Why do we have to...
How do you have to contiguous land?
We edited out the swearing, but that's what I said to him, basically.
I like on ours, you don't, but on the...
Canadian. No, yeah, yeah, no, that's, you know. But...
And what did he say to that?
He said, I don't know, I can't remember. Fuck it. I have to go, fuck back. It, he said, I have to go back and listen.
But...
I don't think I've ever heard him swear. He's a gentleman.
What in what context did that come up?
I said, I don't know.
So you'd be in favor of a U.S. Brexit where we cut the country up into four different parts?
Yeah, totally.
But not for a U.K. Brexit leaving EU.
No. No.
I mean, of course, Brexit EU.
Maybe
is,
that makes
Brexit,
me a man of contradictions, does it? It might be. I don't know.
Well, no, I would say Brexit probably is motivated through racist, weird corporate power grab.
And when you say probably, I.
Oh, I'm just
you
being,
mean definitely.
I'm being polite, yeah.
Yeah.
But say U.S. Brexit, or I think when they were talking about California, they were calling it a Calexit. Calexit.
Not as catchy.
Cagsit. Cagsit. Calzit.
Yeah, not as good.
No. Is there a New York version of that? And New York says it?
Nexit.
Nexit.
New York-sit.
Nizit.
But you couldn't... New York couldn't leave because there's too much cool stuff to do here. And everybody would be like, that's not fair.
That's based on fairness? You mean yeah, like touristy like, stuff?
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, why we wanted to come to Radio City at Christmas?
Well, we would just... you'd have to pay a
tax
fee.
Tax them.
Yeah.
I mean, tax them hard.
I'm all in favor of that.
Yeah, I like that idea.
So I think, you know, I agree with you. It doesn't necessarily mean that the motivation is the same. So we're not saying New York should be separated from the rest of the country because we're racist. In fact, it's the other way around.
No, we're not. Everyone else is. Not everyone else is. But
certain states are. Wow, well, I don't...
There's something called Lexit, too, where left-wingers are saying they want to leave.
In Britain, or...?
There's Lexit.
Well, the thing, the funny thing about Brexit, of course, is that, you know, a lot of really ultra-left are in favor of it, because they feel that the EU is just one more step towards a globalization, which is just all about crushing the workers.
I can see that.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't understand what you said, but I could see.
They're Eurosceptics.
Euroskeptics.
Jeremy Corbyn is a Euroskeptic.
What I don't like is it just makes it harder to travel.
For you.
Yeah, if I can bring this to me for a second.
Why not?
I just feel like it makes it a little tough on me.
Right.
Because I have to take a passport out
repeatedly. Right, right.
So
this way, if with the way Brexit exists, you get on a train in France, you're not showing your passport until you leave. Like, you come home.
Exactly.
You go to Italy, you go to Germany, you go to Spain, you never take that thing out of your bag.
Well, I guess they still make you...
No.
I still, now when I go over there, have to show it, like when I go in and out of the UK.
You leave by air.
Or train.
You have to show your passport at the train?
Yeah, because they know I'm a song and dance man.
What does that mean?
Just by my look. They know.
And your suitcase and your straw hat?
This goes back. You point me to the stage, Jim, and I will give you the show of a lifetime. Anywhere on this flat earth.
I think we end on that.
Oh, boy.
Well, I think that's our next
That's time. Our, yeah. in summation, fuck Brexit. Okay.
Bye.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.